if we are able to do this, I'm going to need to use some money to be able to build. So we'll sell our residence, basically, and we will probably end up staying in the camper for a little bit. I'll have to ask for that. And then we will end up residing in one of the new structures.
And where does the camper sewer go to?
It doesn't go anywhere right now. It's not set up.
Oh, there's no sewer for that?
No, it's not set up.
Okay. Or septic, I'm sorry, septic.
No, that's just storage.
It's just storage right now, yeah.
Okay. Can you pull up our regulations? What's our regulations say on septic?
2 acres.
Yeah.
Without public sewer. Per structure.
Yeah.
That's a DNR standard.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's standard in the state of Missouri. The thing I keep thinking about is we're only going to add 2 bedrooms.
Yeah.
That's where the exception might be to this case, yeah.
And I know it's not a Mossboro problem if he doesn't get it, but if we were going to add an 8-bedroom house, we'd have to think more about that.
So let me ask you this, because this is unique.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say it was approved and he puts 2 more structures and then he gets tired of it. It's a lot of work. And I come in and I buy it, and I take each one of those and I add 4 bedrooms on each building.
Can't we regulate that at this point?
How?
Well,
if
we can.
If they wanted to do an addition, they'd have to get a building permit.
Yeah, we can say that in this now.
But
that's all it can ever have.
But let's say they take it to Amber and they're going to try to get an approval for a building permit. Is it easy for you, Cody, to be able to see what was restrictions placed on it from 4 years ago?
We normally don't go back and look at history for an addition.
Yeah.
No, you would have to almost know something to go find it.
Right.
Do you have plans already set up?
Yeah, there should be in your guys'.
Yeah, they're in the packet.
In the packet. Plans of everything, of how the structure is going to look, the plans.
It's easier for me to look them on the paper.
Okay, yeah, all right, I saw this.
Yeah. And then there's a couple pictures of
one bedroom, so there's going to be 4 occupants
already.
What was that?
There's going to be like 4 people staying that overnight.
Probably just 2, really. I mean, the additional, there's like
but
a little
have a
loft
for 2, and
there's
you
a little
probably
loft
have
for like a child or something, like if they bring
it.
Yeah, so it'd be up to
like
4.
Fold-out couch, you can add 2 more people.
No fold-out couch, no. I won't do that. There would be just like a little vaulted bed, kind of reading area, so. Yeah, we're still going to be in hospitality, so if someone, let's say, wants to book and they bring a child with them, we want to be able to kind of have that little bit of wiggle.
Sure.
But it'll be advertised for 2. Most folks, yeah.
1 is 2 acres, 1 is 3.
So if
that's 5 acres total, right?
Correct.
So if he had one, if the one resided on 2 acres, the other resided on 3 acres, and he built a duplex instead of this, it wouldn't have an issue because one would have 3 acres.
Correct.
The other would have the other.
Correct.
We wouldn't even be talking.
Right. Correct. It's because it's a structure,
but
separate
because
structures.
Because you have 1 bedroom, 1 bath, and 1 bedroom, 1 bath, instead of 2 bedrooms,
and
2 baths.
What about the septic at the barn?
He doesn't have the zoning to do a duplex.
No, but he's just saying he could.
He could
do that if he got the zoning, and it wouldn't be as big a deal on the sewer.
What about the septic?
Well, you can only have one duplex.
Yeah, but that's still going to add his 2 bedrooms and his 2. That's what I'm saying. I just can't see this being a problem.
Okay, hold on a second. Clarification. There's already pre-existing, two pre-existing
structures,
septics. So does the barn fall into the already pre-existing septic on that property?
It
so
does.
You are maxed out. Because
they're maxed.
Because you can't go build a shop and add a septic without it counting against you. And that's basically what that would be like. So if you're going by regulation, each parcel already has its limitation.
Can you do an addition to the barn? A living, a bedroom.
All he would have to do that is get a building permit.
Get a building permit to do an addition to the barn.
Yeah.
And you could have another bedroom in the barn.
Yeah.
Here, it sounds like we're just trying to solve problems here. But
yeah.
Without.
The challenge we're into is this is not something we've ever.
No, I've never seen
approved.
I've never seen anything quite like this.
And
because
I think
you're right. We have as far as the septic systems go, and it's maxed.
It's max.
It's max. And so the problem you run into is it's not about what's now. It's about what can happen in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's easy for later on to sell it and somebody go build mansions next to these and start your pre-existing septics and no one will know the difference. And then that's when you run into the problem.
Just a quick question. I also don't know. Once a septic is approved with a certain capacity, doesn't the septic limit the size of the building later down the road? Like if you approve, let's say, a septic for 1,000 gallons or 1,500 gallons, doesn't that limit what the building then could be?
Yes, it would. You'd have to upgrade the septic.
So basically what I'm saying here is if you could approve me for a septic that allows a one-bedroom. So like in the future, if someone wants to come in and say, hey, I want to build a five-bedroom mansion, they can't. They still need approval for a larger septic tank, and they have to come back here and say, hey, I want to do a five-bedroom mansion on each septic, and you guys can say no.
So if there's pre-existing house with a pre-existing sewer, somebody's going to come out and verify if the sewer is big enough?
No.
So see, I mean, your theory is great. Yes.
Theory's correct, but we don't have that kind of manpower.
There's no one that regulates that. Yeah. So again, we have to take it on our shoulders to make sure, because yes, in theory, that concept works. But there's no one that would regulate that. There's no one's going to come back out and say, wait a minute, you can't add on three more bedrooms to this because your septic's not big enough, because there's no one to do that.
Wouldn't they have to come in and ask for a permit to do additions to the already one bedroom?
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, wouldn't a question come up about, hey, you're putting three extra bedrooms, where do you put them on? What kind of septic you putting them on?
They could ask that. Yeah.
They could, potentially. But...
Yeah. So then at that point, then that's the regulation, right? Like you just don't approve
them. The regulation is one house, one structure, one septic per 2 acres by DNR. That is the regulation.
Okay.
Okay?
I see. Well, I'm at you guys' mercy then. My wife and I, we have everything locked in here. That's what we're trying to do. It's a small little agro-tourism type situation where...
You could expand the building that's there, like you say, and make it into whatever you want.
Yeah.
Well, with the knowledge that I have in the nightly rental, if I could put an addition to the cottage, let's say, that doesn't really necessarily bring more income. Most folks, if I'm, for example, the cottage, it's for two people. Right? If I do an addition to that cottage and I say now it's for four or for six, it doesn't really help me, really, because it's a destination for a couple, that are going to be in their little tiny building that I presented to you guys over here, and that's really what it is. So if I do two extra structures, it's basically bringing...
Are you talking about this back here?
Yeah. Yeah, like if I do additions...
Why don't you make this a nightly rental? You've got the use, and it's sitting there. You're just using it for storage. Why is that not an option?
How about out of curiosity, is it possible to disconnect the septic from the barn and not use that restroom anymore so you can start over fresh with the new one?
Yeah. I mean, I don't even think about that. The barn is just the barn. I mean, it's...
It's what's holding you back. It has a septic attached to it.
Yeah.
Is there not an apartment at the top of that barn?
No, it's basically a little, it's like a storage. It's a storage. Yeah.
Where are you trying to locate these buildings?
I brought in some information.
Black common roof. Would this not be considered an addition?
Yeah, but if it's got a bathroom in the barn that he's not even using, then why wouldn't we?
No, I'm just saying.
I have this,
and you connected it to the barn via a roof.
Mm-hmm.
Any roof. Pergola.
Mm-hmm.
That would be considered an addition, not a separate structure.
For me, I thought that would be not being truthful. I just wanted to come out and say, hey, this is what I want to do. I didn't want to do things around or whatever. Well, I just came out and said, I did submit where the location of the two new. To answer your question, I don't know if you have it somewhere.
Well, the challenge we face here is this: your property is lovely, and I'm sure that it would be amazing to have exactly what you plan. But the problem is we're up against the DNR on limitations on the amount of septics that we can have per acreage. And so that's where it's not about whether we believe in your project or we like your project. It's just a matter of
finding the hardship.
It's the hardship of it is not something you're facing. And so that's the challenge that's in this situation.
I'm trying to come up with a way.
And that was, so we initially go straight to trying to help solve your problem for you. You know, because we want to see it.
Oh, I see what you're
saying. We want to see it good for you.
That. Thank you.
Yeah.
Why couldn't you do away with the service to the barn and connect it to one of these structures? That would be near where you're wanting to build one anyway.
Yeah. That would maybe do one.
As long as you have the grade to do that, because it would have to, you know, it would have to be a gravity fall to that septic tank.
Does it?
It's either that or put in a grinder pump.
I think I need a little more knowledge too, Cody. Let me ask you a question. If we approved it, at what authority do we have over the DNR on septic?
That's a good question.
I don't even know that we would.
I think you have the ability to grant a variance based on some kind of condition on the property, but not just because you want to build another cabin.
Yeah.
Because DNR has a strict rule. That is a state rule.
Yeah.
And we run the minimum state rule on septic. Mm-hmm. And that's what they say that a septic needs to properly work.
Yeah.
So what you're looking at, you got to find the hardship to override a
If you don't mind asking, Cody, when we talked on the phone, were you able to look into that Bear Creek and see kind of what were they, or kind of how were they able to get those age structures?
Long before I was.
Ah, I got you. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys have any more questions for him? Okay. All right. You have any questions for us before we close this for discussion?
I guess no questions. That's all I have.
Can you do me a favor? Can you walk up to the screen just for my benefit and point out again where the two structures would go?
Yeah.
If it was approved.
Yeah, so one would kind of be in this area over here. They're very small footprints, as you've seen in the they're basically 600 feet.
Yeah.
So just kind of in this area right here. And then the other one would be kind of in this area right here.
Right here?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
And they're, I mean, just the scale, basically, when I measured them, they're about this big.
Yeah.
I figured I come in with my homework already done. That's why I had the PERC test done, and just to see if the land, you know, would be able to withstand that, to be able to, you know, justify a variance for what I'm asking here. So,
can you pull back up the GIS and zoom out?
Yeah.
And then I want to see what the topography. I want to see what was around it. There you go.
So just zoom out?
Yeah, it's right there. Okay, so we got
to see there's nothing.
So it runs to a pond. And
yeah, there is a pond.
Yeah. Pull up your contours.
I might have to get closer to get those to work from that. Yeah, I'm going to have to get a little closer.
I'm pretty sure, there you go. That's what I thought. It's a pretty steep hillside down to that. Are those buildings? Is there a house in that pond?
No, it's a little dock, I think.
Okay.
And then it's a little dock.
Oh, gotcha.
Cody, can you tell me how many feet is in that offset of the lots? Like from the street back to the first offset and then from that offset back to the property line?
Are you saying
right there? Yeah, right there. Uh-huh. To the offset in the property, right there. Yeah. What is that?
436.
And the next one?
Back to here?
Yeah. No, just from that offset back to that next line. That's 436. And then what's the next one?
Like that?
Yes.
358.
About how much lateral line would be required?
About 100 foot per bedroom.
Yeah. So we're talking about a lateral line of 100 feet long.